Two movements from Approaching Eternity by Nicholas Bentz, who we have here in the studio on our Student Composer of the Week podcast here on WBJC.com, performed by Symphony No. 1, led by Jordan Randall Smith.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, of course. So, Symphony No. 1, you're the co-founder of the organization.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. I was browsing Facebook one day as a... I think I was, at the time, I was a sophomore, mm-hmm. and I saw a kind of open call on Facebook from this guy named Jordan Smith, saying, you know, any composers out there that are looking to, like, collaborate, like, let me know. I have a few ideas that I'm kind of kicking around, and I want to start something. So I was like, you know, like, sounds like a good idea.
Right.
We met up, we discussed, you know, like what he had in mind and the ideas that he had. And, you know, it's a really, the idea of the organization is really fantastic in that you, the purpose of the organization is to go out and find these emerging composers from all walks of life, all over the world, and basically give them the stage to create a large scale work.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's something that composers today don't have the opportunity to do.
Right. There aren't nearly as many organizations looking to put on large-scale works that, you know, say composers 100, 200 years ago might have had patrons to do that. Mm-hmm. There aren't nearly enough
right.
musical organizations to do that. And the ones that are alive are trying to stay alive by playing standard repertoire.
Exactly. And it's really self-defeating in a way. I mean, it stifles the creativity of like every coming generation of composers, and it's really a horrible feedback loop that we've gotten into lately.
Mm-hmm.
And Symphony No. 1 is an attempt to really buck that trend.
And I would say it does a good job of drawing people in by juxtaposing the new music with more standard
exactly,
works as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the wonderful thing is when you. Because normally whenever there is a new work, God forbid, on a concert, you know,
right.
It's usually a 7-minute concert opener, you know, it's mm-hmm. that typical, that's what composers today are taught to write, is 7-minute concert openers as far as orchestral writing goes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Symphony No. 1 kind of, we invert the power structure.
The opener is
the standard rep, yeah. And then usually there's some concerto, which could also be a commission. And mm-hmm. then there's always this long form work. Created by someone who's alive and well today.
Yeah.
And that's a really beautiful thing to see and hear. And it's always so exciting, especially as a musician who loves playing new music. I'm sure you understand that.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Just like the feeling you get playing new music is unlike any other.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, it's so alive.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely alive. The person who wrote it is alive, oftentimes in the room and
yeah.
able to, if there is something that can be done about the music, you know, we don't need to leave it up to our own interpretations. Mm-hmm. We can have that, you know, that person in the room saying, okay, do it this way. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, we're really building this piece of art
exactly.
together.
That's the beauty of like, new music is that there's such an essence of collaboration inside of it that I really, really love that a performer can come up to you and say like, you know, this doesn't really suit me so well. Like, how about we try this? And they give you an idea. It's like, oh, that's wonderful. That actually works better than what I thought of,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a performer's instincts is really something that composers can really latch onto.
And especially with smaller works,
mm-hmm.
like for smaller
yeah.
ensembles, like when you write just for voice and piano, when
yeah.
you worked with Mary
mm-hmm.
on In the Harshest of Winters,
mm-hmm.
was that, I imagine the vocal writing was highly collaborative as well.
Definitely.
For her own voice.
Definitely. Actually, what happened was when I started the piece, Mary was the soprano.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finished the piece and she was a mezzo. So we had to go through and like retool a few of the sections because I would have her going up a little bit too high and she'd say, you know, this isn't a very comfortable skip for me.
Right.
Like we need to figure out a better way to do this. And so we know we'd go back to the drawing board, figure out what things worked well with her voice. And that ended up being the final product. And I think it was a much better piece for it.
So, yeah, I'll edit this part out. And I hope that collaboration happens with more people as we progress with this podcast.
Definitely, I hope
that
so.
More people can come to WBJC.com and see what's going on with composers in our community. Because I named this Student Composer of the Week, but it's really about composers who are actively writing music in the Baltimore or had been in the Baltimore area. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to have you in as the first one, because we've certainly heard plenty from you, and I'm glad to see, I'm glad to have you as a first example of what composers in Baltimore can do.
Well, I'm very glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you. We're going to end with a piece called Hence I Speak to You Now. And mm-hmm. is this another vocal work?
This is actually a piece for flute and piano.
Flute and piano. Okay. Yeah. So the flute is like the voice in this case.
Exactly. Yeah. My style kind of begets a certain vocality, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. I really am always thinking of like melody lines in that way, in more of a vocal way.
Right. What's the piece that is coming up that you have? What's it called? That Robert's premiering?
Oh, that Robert's premiering. That's the name of it is very hard to pronounce. Uh-huh. Pardon me.
What language is it in?
It's in tongue, actually.
Okay.
It's completely made up.
Okay.
But the name, if I can venture a guess at it, is Mikilska Hupo.
Mikilska Hupo.
That's what Robert told me it was.
Okay.
So it's the idea of the piece is that it's like this. It's this, to put it in more vulgar terms, it's more of an acid trip for baritone and Piero ensemble.
That sounds fun.
And it was a fun piece to write. When mm-hmm. Robert gave me the text, I was like, this is going to be fun.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just like this like constantly shifting landscape of just like wonderful things and then terrible things happening at the same time. And just like getting to get into that space was a really wonderful thing as a composer and a really, really cool thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's a really fun piece.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to hearing that. Right now is Hence I Speak to You Now for flute and piano, and the performers on this recording?
This is Sungmin Oh on the flute and then Christine Yoon on the piano.
Great. Well, Nicholas Bentz, our first student composer of the week. We're looking forward to hearing more, and we'll hear more about what composers are coming up in the coming weeks after this piece. I'm John Search with WBJC. Sungmin Oh and Christine Yoon performed Hence I Speak to You Now by Nicholas Bentz, our first student composer of the month. Thanks for listening. You can keep up with our podcast every month under the Student Composer of the Month and New Music tags on WBJC.com.